This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The trial of Chad Daybell continuing on, and new evidence that has never been heard before coming to light. I'm talking about text messages, and I'm also talking about a jailhouse phone call, a very long jailhouse phone call between Chad and Lori that was played this last week that really, in my opinion, if there was already the nails in the casket for Chad, and I'm not trying to, be silly, this is like pouring concrete on top of it, because it's just so messed up. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me to discuss. We're going to play some of these clips here, but what was your reaction after hearing this thing in its entirety?
I keep thinking that I can't be shocked, that everything we've heard in this case so far, we're going to hear it again. But this new stuff, particularly the taped phone call, was, my jaw was dropping again. The bizarreness of the synergy when you put these two people together, it just it built and built and built, and they were just incredibly dangerous.
And for context here, before we play it, it's not just a phone call between two people kind of conspiring using code words. They are using code words, but it sounds like an HGTV show. They're talking about contractors and the blueprint and their missions and all of this. But they're referring to, when they're texting somebody, they're talking about texting Lori's dead brother, Alex Cox. So they're literally talking about texting a ghost. And on the other side, he's supposedly helping them, but he's not doing his job quite right. And Lori's getting frustrated, and he's, it's messed up. Let's take a listen. This is one of those pieces of the phone call talking about, there's only a 3% chance of trouble. At least that's what the ghost said. Let's listen.
It was good to talk. I hadn't texted him in a while.
So he would still answer all my questions in the same way, you think, if I texted him?
I think you ought to write down some questions for him and maybe even mail them off and see what happens, if he'll respond to you. I have no doubt. Don't forget President Holland's talk, that snippet. He seemed like he wants to text you if he could. Yeah, all true. That's all I can say. No, he's still very interested. He hasn't, forgotten about us.
Remind him, when you do text him back, that at the beginning of this project, he said there was only, a 3% chance that there would be trouble from certain aspects. And then there's, 100% trouble, because that's where it all started. So find out about that. See what he has to say for himself on that issue. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
Recall what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. A couple things in there. Chad having to kind of qualify. It's all true. It's all true. Talk to him about that. That 3%. Get it, like you're really talking to a contractor. The hell's going on in that call?
Yeah, he's really trying to persuade her and reassure her, and she's having some doubts. As we're glad that she's aware enough to say, okay, I may be in trouble here. Obviously, you're in trouble. But it made me wonder again, how much does he believe this?
Yeah.
He's very manipulative. He's working her, and she's naive and psychotic enough to go along with it at this point. Did he believe it 50%? Did he believe it 80%? Is it a case of, there's a rare condition that happens with two people called filet à deux, where one person is quite psychotic and latches on to another person who's psychotic, and they share a delusional belief, and then they both, jump into it. So is it something that's going to be the best fit? We haven't heard a psych eval from him. We're not hearing a defense of insanity. He certainly does not present as psychotic, where Lori did present as psychotic. Mm-hmm. So it's absolutely shocking. And the fact that the two of them can just talk about text with a dead person and they both nod their head. And then there was so much chuckling in the call, giggling. I mean, that was creepy and strange. And so, as I say, my jaw dropped over listening to this.
Because their blueprints, their missions or goals, however they're describing it, it's about killing people. It's about killing their kids. It's about killing their spouses. And it's just
exactly
like what is going. But I guess if you're trying to understand how they're doing this, they don't believe those people are human anymore, or at least Lori doesn't. And I don't know if Chad does or not. I'm trying to figure out that end of this. If he's just like, I'm saying, do whatever I need to do to get her. But there's like real things that they're referring to that are so consequential for life.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.